Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the King of glory. He's the Savior. He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We give you this time. I believe with those listening for their needs and that Jesus, that you'll reveal yourself to them. Amen. Jesus offers an eternal relationship with himself. God Almighty offers that and to every person on the earth. And this is what the chief end of man is, to know him, to have that relationship. And man was born to fellowship with God. Amen. That's a powerful truth. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. He's the Lord God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Two things. We know as humans, we pretty much innately know that we need, want, and desire relationships with people, don't we? That's something that I believe God has created man that way. Now, I know that sounds common sense, but even someone who, an unbeliever, someone who never hears the gospel, we have that desire to have relationships with people. Now, really, we were created to have a relationship with him first, the Lord God Almighty, and then second, with humans. We have a relationship built in, don't we, with whoever raised us, you know, parents or whoever. Okay, second thing, and this is just I want to state this practical teaching, but it's a powerful spiritual truth that Jesus revealed in the two great commandments. If we have a block, so to speak, in our relationships with humans, that's going to keep us from having that full relationship with God, with Jesus Christ. And Jesus said this so clearly. You know, the two great commandments, we know the first one, love the Lord your God with everything you have. He said the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. They're connected. And he said it so, emphasized it so much, even right after the Lord's Prayer, the revelation of prayer, the next thing Jesus spoke about was about forgiving others. And he said it very clearly. He even said it as plainly. He said, if you forgive your brother of his trespasses, your Father, Heavenly Father, will forgive you. If you don't forgive them, your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. What's fascinating is God will have a relationship with someone as much as they allow him. Jesus, same thing. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. He's one with the Father. That's a powerful truth and revelation. Let me repeat that. God will have a relationship with someone as much as they allow him. Tragically, most people don't choose self instead of God. They don't even begin the relationship with God, though Jesus is knocking on the door of their hearts. His glory surrounds them their whole life. His presence and glory, literally the Lord God himself, surrounds them. Gave them their life, soul, everything that they have, died for them. God sent Jesus Christ, who died for them, shed his blood. But they have a free choice between self and God. Isn't that tragic? It's so ironic. So ironic. And tragic that most people do not even begin that relationship. But if they simply say yes to God, if they hear the gospel, it's to Jesus Christ, the glorious Lord. Just that, if they just begin and give him even like a tiny percentage of themselves, he will give them that percentage of himself. Now, it must be a sincere, genuine choice, and they must continue on. It's a privilege. I shouldn't even say must. It's a privilege, the greatest privilege for man. Okay? They must. They have to continue on, serve him diligently in their life, and they will make it to heaven. Their name will be in the book of life. They'll live forever in glory. I was just listening to the last two chapters of Revelation, the book of Revelation. Please forgive me. My throat is bothering me. It's probably allergies. Okay. And those chapters are especially anointed and filled with and filled with the glory of the Lord. That's the Lord himself. That's God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, beyond words, so glorious and beautiful, beyond human description, royalty beyond royalty. Let me hold that thought, but in those chapters, as wonderful as those chapters are, it says clearly anyone who's not written in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire. Okay, so as I've mentioned in a recent message, there's the two sides of the gospel. The glorious relationship with him and an eternal celebration that Jesus Christ offers, that God offers, so wonderful. Just knowing him is that's the center source of that celebration. That's all someone needs. They don't need anything else. Now we need to, let me correct myself. We need to be in good relationship with human beings. We need, of course, we need other people. We need our church. We need to be in a good fellowship with other believers. We need the Bible. Of course, if we have a Bible, that's wonderful. But we don't have to have the Bible. This is a relationship. That's what I want to emphasize. I was thinking about this before this message. We know as humans, we want and desire relationships. We want fulfilling relationships. Well, the greatest God made us for himself. That's the relationship that we were created for primarily. In fact, Jesus even said, you know, the fascinating thing that he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate all of his family members, he's not worthy of me. What does Jesus mean by that? A great man of God explained it so well. He said that means our love for God should be so great that our love for our family members looks like hate. But he's not saying, of course, to do that. We love our family members, but that's how we know him. Love the Lord your God with all that you have. Everything you have. All your heart, soul, mind, strength, everything. Okay? And then when we meet and know him, how glorious this is to know Jesus Christ and his glory. We have this, that's the treasure. No one can take from us. No one, we have this. And someone who has that will live forever. But there's the other side. It is tragic, but it's again fascinating to realize that God's a God of love and mercy, and he will have a relationship with someone as much as they allow. In fact, it's really a deep revelation. What we give of ourselves to Him, He gives of Himself to us. And that's because we're made in God's image. Now, there's also an aspect of it, the law of abundance, where, let me restate what Jesus said. Whoever has, he will be given more, and he will have more and more abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Remember, this is Jesus Christ revealing an incredible truth. And I just had this thought. In eternity, that's what happens. Anyone who's in the Book of Life goes on to glory and will be in the glory of God, fellowshipping with God, with Jesus Christ forever. They'll have more and more abundance for eternity. But whoever is not in the Book of Life, who ends up in the lake of fire, even what they have is taken from them. That's really the ultimate fulfillment of it's an aspect of the fulfillment of what Jesus revealed in this law of abundance. But it also, there's so much more to it, and I was basically referring to, you know, when we meet the Holy Spirit, I believe He gives us this abundance, you know, this glorious, just we can move into that 30-fold, 60-fold, maybe even 100-fold return that Jesus spoke about in the parable of the sower. Also, in the fourth phase of knowing Him is streams of water flowing from someone. And Spurgeon, in a message I just listened to recently, speaks about that. He said it's not just one stream. It says, this is, you know, Jesus' famous revelation in John chapter 7. He said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being, his spirit being, shall flow rivers of living water." So streams, rivers. Rivers is plural. It's not just one river. We don't know how many. And Spurgeon said brilliantly, you don't have to pump it. It just flows. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the glory of God. But let me go back and finish with this. How glorious it is that this relationship that He offers. It's so encouraging to me, and I hope this is to you, that it encouraging and comforting, like that it's just about a relationship with Him. He's a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's God Almighty. He's Jesus Christ. What a glorious opportunity. I give this analogy, but I was thinking about it yesterday. Angels are, and I've said this before, but it's. I hope that this is encouraging. And I believe that the Holy Spirit can give us a revelation about this. Angels are glorious. Every angel made from God's glory. Just one angel, if it appeared before, well, we see it in the Bible. When angels appear before people, they just fall down and worship them. Okay? We don't know. Angels are innumerable. We don't know how many there are. There's likely billions. Billions. Many are 8 to 10 feet tall. Some are so tall we don't know how big they are. Their cherubim are just mighty, awesome beings. Seraphim, same thing. There's 5 divisions of angels. These angels are just awesome and powerful. One angel killed, well, I don't even want to state that. One angel's glory illuminated the whole earth. That's in the book of Revelation. God has given us Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty. The Lord made all the angels, created them. They serve Him. He created what He has given mankind. God has given Himself to man, to a person, which is infinitely greater than having 1,000 or even 1,000,000 or angels around us. If we can get that revelation, that can change our perspective. And we realize the Holy Spirit is, it's this perfect plan where oh, glory to God. This relationship that He offers is beyond words. Just that, the fact, the truth that God offers Himself, okay, His Son, Jesus Christ, to a person, just that truth is beyond words. The truth that He offers to fellowship with man, beyond words, beyond... This is an unspeakable mystery. That's why I want to continue to emphasize and state it plainly that man was born to fellowship with God. Amen, amen. We believe with you again for your needs. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. We want to hear from you. We're grateful for your partnership. We do need your prayers and financial support. Our website has a secure donation link, but mainly we're here for you and want to help and present the glorious gospel. Amen.